आने वाली नस्लें घरों में आवेज़ां तस्वीरें देखकर या महफिलों में तस्करे सुनकर अपने बुजुर्गों से इस्तफसार कर सकती हैं कि वो कौन थे, या सवाल कर सकती हैं जमाना उन्हें क्यों याद करता है, महफिलों में उनके हवाले क्यों दिए जाते हैं, आखिर उन्होंने ऐसा क्या किया है। अपने मोहसिनों के एहसानात का कम से कम बदला यही हो सकता है कि उनकी याद को जिंदा रखा जाए, ताकि इनके एहसानात का एहसास तारीख के दोष पर सफर करके आइंदा नस्लों तक मुंतकिल हो सके। शहीद कायद अल्लामा आरिफ हुसैन हुसैनी की याद का सफर के जो कि 5 अगस्त 1988 की सुबह पारा चनार में पेश आने वाले दर्दनाक वाकये से शुरू हुआ और आज 32 साल बाद पाकिस्तान समेत दुनिया के कई ममालिक में मनाया जा रहा है, ये इस बात की दलील है कि शहीद का खून जिंदा है, पाइंदा है और अपने रब की जानिब से रिस्क पा रहा है और ढूंढने वालों को हिदायत भी दे रहा है। विद दीज थॉट्स आई वुड लाइक टू इनवाइट आवर फर्स्ट स्पीकर ऑफ द इवनिंग ब्रदर आगा मोहसिन जाफरी हु इज जॉइनिंग अस फ्रॉम द यूके टू गिव हिज थॉट्स ऑन द टॉपिक हाउ टू लीव अ मार्क इम्पॉर्टेंट लेसन फ्रॉम द लाइव्स ऑफ शोहदा।
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا مولانا أبي القاسم محمد وعلى أهل بيت الطيبين الطاهرين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. First and foremostly, we would like to thank Allah for giving us an opportunity to be a part of such an honorable gathering. We could have been absolutely anywhere doing absolutely anything on this night, but for one reason or another, we have been given an opportunity to get together for the remembrance of an individual like Shahid Arif al-Husseini. And just like any opportunity, we will be questioned on how we have made use of this on the Day of Judgment. Inshallah, we're able to benefit from and make use of this blessing in the best way possible. Secondly, I would like to express my gratitude to the organizers for giving me this opportunity. I'm definitely not worthy of being on a platform upon which such an amazing personality is discussed. I'm definitely not worthy of speaking on the same platform as our very dear Sheikh Hasnain. It is through the likes of Sheikh Hasnain, you know, not just through his words, but also through his actions, you know, that we have got to know more about the likes of Shahid Arif Husseini. And, you know, we pray that Allah protects them and keeps increasing in their tawfiqat, inshallah. I've been given the opportunity to mention a few points. There is a lot to be said about this personality and so many lessons that we can take. However, I'm going to super try my best to summarize all the points in the time that I've been given, inshallah. Feel free to cut me off if I'm going over time and blame it on a technical fault. It's all good. So there are many lessons we can take from the lives of the shuhada, from their courage to their wisdom, from their spirituality to their strategy, from their tears to their blood. However, one of the reasons why we still remember them is because ultimately they left a mark. They made a difference. The world was not the same once they had carried out their duties and responsibilities inside it. That's why, you know, we are halfway across the world from the native land of Shahid Arif al-Husseini after so many years. Now I'm speaking in a foreign language to what the Shahid would speak, because they essentially, they did something. They left a mark, they made a difference, and that's what we remember. You know, they did what they had to do in the physical and apparent realm, left us with a very scary question. Ultimately, that question is, what will we do now, right? What can we do? How can we also be effective? How can we also leave a mark? Not just the lives of these individuals were such that they left a mark upon us, that we're inspired. Even their deaths were in such a way that it left a mark and it created a movement. So many of our shuhada by the spilling of their blood, so much life came into our communities. I remember there's an incident in regards to Shaheed Mohsen Hujaji, which you, an individual which you may have heard of, one of the recent shuhada in Syria. When he was on his trench, when he was in the trenches, he was speaking to one of his fellow soldiers, and his fellow soldier is the one who narrates this. He says that one day Mohsen said to me, "We're talking about shahadat and what our end could be," and his fellow soldier said that Mohsen said to me, "I want shahadat, but I want it in a way that even that creates a movement." And for those who were aware of his shahadat and then saw the reaction of the people on the ground and then the following Arbaeen with his picture everywhere, saw that, yes, his life was special, but even his death left a mark. So how can we be among those who can also leave a mark? There are so many factors which we have been taught that can help us achieve this. However, one of the main reasons why any individual or group or nation inspires is because they sacrifice their time, their energies, and if necessary, their lives in the pursuit of their objectives, right? We will, just to give an example, we will never understand the Allah of Imam Hussein alayhis salam. Right? We will never understand Allah the way that the Imam did. What we can understand to an extent is the struggle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the sacrifice of Sayyidah Shuhada for this Allah. And because we see those sacrifices, because we see that work and effort being put in, we take inspiration. Right? We see that if someone like Imam Hussein alayhi salam is willing to do so much to achieve this objective, then it must be something special. And we feel inspired to achieve it too, right? It's the effort, it's the work. The shuhada are inspiring and leave a mark in our hearts because we are aware of the work that they did. We see their efforts. We see how much they were willing to sacrifice and how much they did sacrifice. We learn about their works and efforts, and we feel this burning desire within us to also move, to also do, right? However, the mistake I feel that I make is that motivation I kind of channel into, at best, just carrying their message or narrating their stories, right? But not actually becoming what they want me to be. These people left a mark, and how can we be those who leave a mark? By not just carrying the message, but by becoming the message, right? Especially in the life of Shahid Arif, we see this. He was not just someone who spoke the message and just carried the message. Rather, he was a living example of the message, right? There is a big difference between saying revolutionary things, giving a revolutionary message, or facilitating a revolutionary program, and actually being a revolutionary. Alhamdulillah, there was a time where we would be, you know, arguing what content should be presented to the people. And alhamdulillah, there's been huge amounts of progress in a lot of our centers and a lot of our platforms where they're now actually carrying the correct message or closer to the correct message. They're talking about the true form of Islam, which is revolutionary within its nature, right? But the reason we remember Shahid Arif is not because he was the most eloquent Urdu-speaking speaker that was out there, right? It was because he was a revolutionary in his actions, in his decisions, and in the sacrifices that he made. The Shahid Arif, they were not just carriers of the revolutionary message, rather they were revolutionaries themselves, right? Just to give an example, there's so many examples to give. I'm just trying to skim through the points here. Wilaya, right? Shahid Arif did not just speak about the importance of wilaya, right? He spent his short life of activism strengthening the wilaya, the attachment between the mu'mineen, right? One thing is giving a 60-minute speech on how we should all be close together. The other thing is being Shaheed Arif, Qaid-e-Millah, the leader of the Shias, and whilst holding that position, cutting fruit with his own hands to feed his own driver whilst the driver is driving, right? It's something else about being there for the people as a representation of the message and just talking about it, right? He would go up and down the country visiting even the most smallest and remotest of villages, trying to build relations and networks between the mu'mineen, right? Strengthening that wilaya between the mu'mineen. He didn't just say it, he actually did it, right? My teacher always used to say that, look, we love Amir al-Mu'mineen, not because we have memorized his sermons and we know what he used to say. Yes, we can read it in Nahj al-Balagha, but how much of that do we actually remember? We fell in love with Amir al-Mu'mineen because we know when he was the Khalif of the Muslims, when he would be moving armies in the daytime, he would be playing with the orphans in the nighttime, right? Not only did he become a force against the oppressors, he was also a source of hope and fulfillment of needs for the oppressed. He didn't just speak about how we should be against the oppressors, he did it. He didn't just speak about how we should help the oppressed, he actually did it, right? And Shaheed Arif, obviously being a student of the school of the Ahlul Bayt, of Amir al-Mu'mineen, right? He was an embodiment of this, right? He became a source of worry. His existence, not just his words, not just his words, his existence became a source of worry for the oppressed, and his existence became a source of hope and a source of solutions for the downtrodden and the oppressed, right? That's why they left a mark. You look at the likes of Haj Qasim, who attained his martyrdom. And it's very interesting how I was reading up on some stories, let's say, about Haj Qasim, and he said the trait which describes him the best is that he was a muwahhid, right? What does that mean? Being a muwahhid is different from being a message carrier of Tawheed, right? He was a muwahhid in his existence. Remember, Ayatollah Khamenei says that Tawheed, I'm going to super summarize this. Ayatollah Khamenei says Tawheed is equal to La ilaha illallah, the rejection of the non-divine and the attachment towards the divine. Ayatollah Khamenei goes further. He says that when the Prophet began his mission on of Tawheed, when he began his mission of Tawheed, he became a source of worry. This La ilaha illallah became a source of worry for the non-divine, who he was rejecting with this slogan and with his actions. And it became a source of hope for those who had been oppressed by the non-divine. Ayatollah Khamenei goes further. He says, a true muwahhid is someone whose existence is a source. Their existence is a source of worry for the oppressed and a source of hope for the downtrodden, right? Is this not what Haj Qasim was? Was he not a source of worry for the oppressors and a source of hope for the oppressed? Is this not what Shaheed Arif was? Their existence was a source of worry for the oppressed and a source of hope for the a source of worry for the oppressors and a source of hope for the oppressed, right? It wasn't just their words, it was their actions, right? That's how they left a mark. That's how we can also leave a mark, not just by talking about revolutionary Islam, but by actually becoming revolutionaries. And there is a very big problem, a huge problem we will face unless we can actually become revolutionaries and not just speak about it. What is that problem? A very valid question will be asked of us, and that is, if you're just supposed to talk about it, if it's supposed to be something which exists in the heart and exists in the mind, then what is the point if there is no effect on our day-to-day lives? If it has nothing to do, this message, if it does not help us change the miserable state that we find the world in, then what is the point? what can we answer to that? Right? What can we answer to that? Unless we start becoming revolutionaries, unless we start turning the theory into practice, right? We will be stuck, right? We will have to somehow prove that we are still relevant, especially living in the West. Okay, revolutionary Islam is very relevant for over there, right? How is it relevant for over here? When we say Shahid Arif Husseini was an ambassador for revolutionary Islam outside of the borders of the Islamic Revolution, we're not just saying he took the message of Imam Khomeini and told people in Pakistan. Yes, he did that, and he did that very well, and that was very important. But that was just one part of it. The reason why we still remember him today is because we saw his struggle, we saw his sacrifices, we saw his actions, we saw him becoming and being a revolutionary. If we cannot translate that into our day-to-day life, into our actions and decisions in the West, then what is the point? What is the point of the sacrifices of Shahid Arif? What's the point of remembering him? What's the point of remembering all of the Shuhada? What's the point of us remembering Sayyid al-Shuhada when it comes to Muharram if it's not supposed to be relevant to our lives right now, right? There's a very famous story of how a young child, he was not being given permission to go and fight against the oppression of Saddam Hussein, right? And he complained to Ayatollah Khamenei, long story short, he complained to Ayatollah Khamenei that if you are not going to allow me to go and fight against the tyranny and oppression of Saddam Hussein on the front lines, then stop telling us the story of Qasim on the battlefield of Karbala. Right? If we're going to talk about revolutionary Islam, but we're going to hesitate and not figure out what that actually manifests into and translates into our day-to-day life, then what is the point? We are going to become irrelevant. We may be very good at presenting the revolutionary message, but if we cannot become revolutionaries, this is a problem that we have to deal with. There's a talk that Shahid Arif gave in which he gave a very good example. He says that imagine there are two types of students who enter the same school. One group of students follow the rules of the school, right? They listen to the teachers and they turn that knowledge into practice and they become successful. Right. And then in the same school, there's a group of students who do not follow the rules, or if they follow the rules, they do not listen properly. Or even if they do listen, they do not turn that knowledge into practice. They are not going to come out as being successful from that school. Right. We are from the school of revolutionary Islam. Right. If we are not able to follow its rules and guidelines, if we are not able to listen to its teachers and learn about role models such as Shahid Arif, and more so if we are not able to turn that information, that knowledge into action, then we will not be considered as being successful. Again, the question will be asked, what is the point, right? If you can store a lot of revolutionary information, right, and then present it when it's needed, right, you are doing exactly the same thing as a USB. You are storing information. We were supposed to be much more than just USB sticks, right? Surely we were supposed to be more than just USB sticks. Shahid Arif was around for 4 years in active duty, right? But he left such a mark that we still remember him today, not just because he was a carrier of the revolutionary message, but because he was a revolutionary, right? There's so much to be said. I'm going to hold myself back, right? Just finish on this. Shahid Arif mentioned in one of his speeches the value. Shahid Arif mentioned in one of his speeches the value of the Islamic Revolution is that it practically showed how you do not need to rely on the East or the West. You can rely upon Islam and you will be successful. It is our responsibility to show our next generation and the world and especially the West being over here, why nothing else can have the answers to the problems of the world apart from Islam. Not the East, not the West, not anything non-divine, right? It will only be Islam that can provide the answers, but we cannot just do that by talking. We have to take it a step further. Being a follower of Shaheed Arif is not being a good message carrier. Being a follower of Shaheed Arif is at least being a good message carrier, but it's going a step further. It's being there to worry the oppressors. It's being there to be on the side of the oppressed. And I can promise you, if we put our heads down and work towards this, right, Zionism is going to end so much quicker. Ali Saud is going to end so much quicker. Forget not finding peace over there, which they'll definitely not find. They won't find peace anywhere, right? But it can't be so that they don't find peace over there, but when it comes to other parts of the world, even though there are followers of the Ahl Bayt, Zionism is comfortable. Ali Saud is comfortable. Why? Because we just talk about the revolutionary message, but we're not becoming revolutionaries ourselves. To be effective, to leave a mark, in summary, is to make sure we are being revolutionaries, making a revolution, and not just limiting ourselves to being the messengers. There's so much more to be said. There's a lot of points I didn't mention. There's some other beautiful examples. I am just so grateful that you have the lineup that you have, especially with Sheikh Hasnain speaking later on. It's super late over here, but I'm definitely going to hang on for the rest of the program. And inshallah, we can practice whatever we have heard or said. And we pray that this effort helps us take a step closer to the Imam. I'm just going to finish on this dua, and I address Shaheed Arif for this. There's a clip in which Shaheed Arif says to Allah that my efforts in this life may not be anything, but at least make my end in a way that helps Islam. We pray to Allah that if our efforts, regardless of where we are in the world, if our efforts in this world cannot bear the fruits that help the cause, and inshallah, even though we are not over there and we are over here, make our end in such a way that it helps the movement progress in one way or the other. I'm going to stop over here. Please remember us in your du'as. Again, thank you for the opportunities. Fi amanillah.